Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I. Is it not monstrous that this player here, that in a fiction, in a dream of passion, could force his soul so to his own conceit that from her working all his visage wand, tears in his eyes, distraction in his aspect, a broken voice, and his whole function suiting with forms to his conceit, and all for nothing. For Hecuba. What's Hecuba to him, or he to Hecuba, that he should weep for her? What would he do, had he the motive and the cue for passion that I have? He would drown the stage with tears, and cleave the general ear with horrid speech, make mad the guilty and appall the free, confound the ignorant, and amaze indeed the very faculties of eyes and ears. Yet I, a dull and muddy metal rascal, peak like John a dream, unpregnant of my cause, and can say nothing. No, not for a king, upon whose property and most dear life a damned defeat was made. Am I a coward? Who calls me villain, breaks my patent cross, plucks off my beard and blows it in my face, creeps me by the nose, gives me the lie, the throat is deepest to the lungs? Who does me this, huh? Swans, I should take it. For it cannot be but I am pigeon-livered and lack gall to make oppression bitter. Or ere this, I should have fatted all the region kites with this slave's awful, bloody, bawdy villain, remorseless, lecherous, treacherous, kindless villain. Oh, vengeance!